Who can find a virtuous woman? Matthew Henry. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Proverbs 31:10. The description of the virtuous woman given in Proverbs 31 is designed to show what kind of wives godly women should make, and what wives godly men should choose. A virtuous woman is very assiduous to recommend herself to her husband's esteem and affection. She conducts herself so that he may repose an entire confidence in her. She shows her love to him not by foolish fondness, but by prudent endearments, accommodating herself to his temperament. A virtuous woman is one who takes pains in her duties. She hates to sit idle and do nothing. Though she may not need to work for her bread, yet she will not eat the bread of idleness. A virtuous woman takes care of her family and all the affairs of it, not meddling in the concerns of other people's houses, as she thinks it enough for her to look well to her own affairs. A virtuous woman is charitable to the poor. She often serves the poor with her own hand, and she does it freely, cheerfully, and very liberally. A virtuous woman is discreet and obliging in all her discourse, not talkative, censorious, nor peevish. When she does speak, it is with a great deal of prudence and very much to the purpose. The law of love and kindness is written in her heart, and it shows itself in her tongue. A virtuous woman has a firmness and constancy of mind to bear up under the many crosses and disappointments which even the wise and godly must expect to meet with in this poor world. That which completes and crowns her character is that she fears the Lord. With all these good qualities, she does not lack that one thing needful. She is truly pious. In all she does, she is guided and governed by Christian principles and a regard to God. In the day of death, it will be a pleasure for her to think that she has lived to some good purpose. True virtue will have its praise, both from God and man. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Proverbs 31:30.